Throughout the ages, there exist quiet but courageous groups of heroes who love and cherish the lives of all beings. With their great compassion, these enlightened individuals have a clear-sighted understanding that, like human beings, animals are also sentient and are capable of feeling love, courage, protectiveness, pain, sorrow, and a range of other emotions. These individuals are heroes because they go against the current trends and social norm to live their lives as compassionate vegetarians. Their ideal is a noble one, and their compassion is truly admirable. Who are these heroes? They include past enlightened masters, yogis, spiritual leaders, scientists, artists, writers, celebrities, and our everyday fellow human beings. In admiration and gratitude on our program, we would like to honor these loving and compassionate vegetarian elite on behalf of our animal friends and co-inhabitants of our beautiful planet. Greetings and welcome to Vegetarian Elite. On today's episode, we introduce to you Elena Love, a raw food expert and author in California, USA, who many have hailed as one of the world's foremost master raw food chefs. She believes that veganism and the raw diet is the natural diet for humankind. It is the most compassionate lifestyle that does not involve harming any living being.
This is the Creator's natural diet. It's raw foods that grow on our planet, that grow from our trees, that are easy to pick. We can grow our own fruits. We can grow our own vegetables. We don't have to kill any animals. We don't have to torture any animals. We don't have to hurt anything. It just seems like it makes the most sense. It seems like the most natural diet in the world.
Based on her years of expert knowledge in nutrition and raw food, Elena advises that meat and dairy are not suitable for the human body. She explains how once we feed our bodies with the right foods, vegetables, fruits, and nuts, we will naturally balance our rhythm and weight.
Meat stays in your system for so long, and eggs and dairy, a lot of those foods that just don't know how to be processed in your body. And other things that we don't eat anymore is white sugar. So white sugar isn't a real food, so the body doesn't know what to do with it. Anything that's not a real food or a whole food, the body sends to the fat cells because it's considered a toxin. So when we start eating whole, organic, raw foods, the body goes, oh, this is real food. I know what to do with it. And it doesn't store it in the fat cells. It doesn't, you know, mean you're going to get super skinny overnight, but your body's just going to find its natural rhythm and its natural weight.
What inspired Elena to become a vegan and sparked her interest in raw food? As a child, she was sickly and a familiar patient at hospitals and at doctor's offices. Elena attributed this to the way she was brought up. She was a dairy kid, meaning she was raised on cow's milk rather than breast milk. Like many children who are brought up on cow's milk, Elena suffered from health issues like ear infections and tonsillitis. She had to have her tonsils removed and her ears punctured to drain the liquid inside. In her adulthood, she endured carpal tunnel, chronic low back pain, and acute intestinal cramping. Since her mother had these also, she assumed that it was simply genetics. Then in 1996, Elena found out she had candida, an overgrowth of yeast in her body. In addition to that, and her other health problems, blood tests revealed food allergies affecting her well-being, lack of energy, eczema and hypoglycemia. She did not have the energy to take care of her son, Dominic. Life was a daily struggle. Suffering and desperate with herself, she prayed for guidance. The following week, it seemed as though her prayers were answered when she chanced upon a book while waiting at a chiropractor's office. It was the catalyst that transformed Elena's health and her life.
Well, I got into raw foods about 11 years ago, and I got excited about it because I read a book on cleansing and raw foods, and I didn't know anything about raw foods back then, and the book didn't help much. It just told me to cleanse my body with some herbs and don't eat this and don't eat that, but I did it. I followed it to the T for a month, and I felt amazing.
She described that for the first time in her life, she felt vibrant and full of energy. All of her health problems began to disappear and have not come back since. At the time, there were not many options for a raw foodist. To make the food taste better, Elena began to get creative in her kitchen.
I was really deprived feeling because the food wasn't very good, but that's what motivated me to start making the food taste amazing. So then I started playing in my kitchen and making foods, and I started really loving the way it tasted.
When we come back after this brief message, we will find out what resulted from Elena's inspired kitchen experiments. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite and the second half of our special on Elena Love and the Pure Joy of Raw. What started as simple innovations in Elena's kitchen to help her adapt to raw food quickly garnered popularity as delicious raw dishes. Pretty soon, Elena became the community's living food chef.
My friends started trying it and they liked it and they wanted me to make it for them, and then the neighbors found out and then the community found out, and it just grew and grew and everybody wanted it, and I just got better and better at making foods, and I created a recipe book and a website. So for the last 11 years, my business has just been growing, and it wasn't even like I picked raw foods, it was like raw foods picked me. It was just what I was meant to do.
Elena founded Pure Joy Planet, which includes Pure Joy Store and offers catering, classes and retreats, and personal counseling and consultation. She also authored two recipe books to share the secrets of her raw food creations.
I have a book called Elena's Pure Joy Kitchen, and I created that in about the year 2000, and it was by high demand. A lot of my customers were asking for my recipes because I was doing a catering service at the time. And it has all of my first basic recipes, a lot of really great recipes, about 115 recipes. And then just this last year, I came out with Elena's Pure Joy Kitchen Book 2, which is all gourmet recipes like the pizza and ice creams and cheesecakes and Indian food and Thai food and just like anything you could imagine cooked, I can figure out how to make raw. And so those are in the books.
That's amazing. Those are on my website,
so you can check those out.
Besides the culinary arts, Elena specializes in the raw food nutrition. She explains further the multitude of benefits one derives from a natural, plant-based diet, as nature had intended, and how acidic foods can lead to vitamin and nutrient deficiencies.
I don't even like to call it a diet, like it's a lifestyle. You're eating probably at least 15 to 20 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and sprouted nuts and seeds. And so all the fruits and vegetables are providing you with nutrients, with lots and lots of nutrients. And by blending your food, you're actually even getting more access to those nutrients. But the reason a lot of people are calcium deficient isn't so much what they're eating or what they're not eating, it's because they're eating acid-forming foods. And when you're acidic, which is things like meat and dairy and things like cooked grains, wheat, white rice, white flour, your body becomes acidic. So for your blood to stay alkaline, you need to rob minerals from your bones. And that's why people become calcium deficient, not so much because they're not eating enough calcium, but because they're too acidic. So a raw food diet actually alkalizes your body, especially the green foods like salads and green smoothies and superfoods like I said, spirulina and chlorella and the blue-green algaes. So just eating a lot more green foods will make a huge difference in the amount of protein you're getting and the amount of calcium. And also, as far as protein, people always have this idea that they're not getting enough protein, especially when you're vegetarian, you hear about all the time, right? Well, the interesting thing about things like chlorella and spirulina is they're actually much more absorbable by the body. They're 95% absorbable, and they're about 60% protein, whereas meat is only about 27% absorbable by the body. So yeah, maybe you're eating all this protein in meat or dairy, but you're not actually even absorbing it. So nobody really needs to worry about their calcium amounts if they're eating enough greens and eating absorbable proteins. And once you cleanse the system out with raw foods and you stop eating the stuff that's clogging your system, which is mostly meat, dairy, and glutinous grain products, your intestines will clean out, your system will clean out, and you can actually absorb the other nutrients that you're putting in.
Furthermore, Elena recommends pure organic fruits and vegetables.
Non-organic foods are very high in pesticides, and there's actually been tests and studies shown where children that have been exposed to a lot of pesticides are actually developmentally challenged from eating pesticides. So it definitely is a huge difference they can tell in your bloodstream if you're eating organic versus non-organic.
Raw food is immensely beneficial for both children and the elderly. Elena testifies to the incredible changes she has witnessed over the years.
It's just the natural diet on this planet. It's not like we're doing something weird and crazy. We're eating what nature provides us, raw fruits and vegetables. I've had seen young children have huge differences like ADD, as you know, when they stop eating sugar and start eating more raw fruits and vegetables, they're able to pay more attention, they're getting better grades in schools. I've seen people in their 60s and 70s that have had cancer or that have had some degenerative disease reverse it and feel better than they've ever. I mean, I see these perky 70-year-old guys bouncing around, more energy than a 20-year-old that's laying in bed, can't get out of bed. So I would say it's definitely for any age.
Elena's expert knowledge and exquisite culinary skills are much sought after by people around the world, and her recipes have been published internationally. Since 2000, she has been a master chef instructor at the well-known Living Light Culinary Arts Institute. She has been invited to teach and cater sumptuous, healthy raw food at many raw events and retreats, including those hosted by David Wolf, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, International Raw Foods Festival, the Butenko family, and many more. She's also the executive chef and co-owner of a restaurant named Cafe Solstice in San Mateo, California.
It's a raw vegan cafe. We call it a grab-and-go because you can come in and just grab salads right out of the deli case. You can get fresh smoothies. You can get like a choco maca smoothie. It makes people feel amazing. It's in a fitness center, so all the gym members are hooked. We've got everybody coming in and trying all these great green smoothies and superfood smoothies and burgers and anything you can imagine, but just all raw vegan.
What draws people and had made Elena so successful is her charm, sincerity and exuberance, and her reverence and respect for all life. On her MySpace.com profile, Elena notes, "I love connecting with people in respect, integrity and childlike innocence and fun. Thank you, Elena, for your warm and wonderful heart. Your love for life has surely made a huge difference for many beings. We wish you continued success in all your kind endeavors." Thank you, compassionate viewers, for your joyous company on today's segment of Vegetarian Elite. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples coming up next. We wish you a bright and blessed weekend.